Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right, 29-28 and no
there we got the job.
Small thanks to, as we mentioned earlier, a bloke who's been playing great footy all season. I'm talking about Jerome Luai joins us now. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Must have been a great feeling last night in the dressing room. You were down by 10, up by 18, won by 1 point, never in doubt.
Yeah, they came up pretty strong and, not going to lie, caught us off guard a bit. But we spoke about, you know, getting back into a cycle. Our team's really good at that and we'll fight our way back into the game, which we did. So that was really pleasing to do.
Hey, Jerome, it's amongst a lot of the young guys coming through. It's your first finals campaign. That was your first finals game last night. How did you find it? Was it a step up from the normal league games?
Yeah, it was probably one of the toughest games I've ever played in. I was told that to Nate and the boys. Could feel, you know, the intensity straight away. It was a bit different from the round matches and, you know, with a bit more crowd there than normal. It was pretty crazy and a really good atmosphere to be a part of.
Hey, Jerome, as I was sitting sideline, I was watching, you know, your footwork and your passing game. At times I looked and I thought, gee, you remind me of Benji Marshall. Now, would I be correct in saying, was he one of your heroes growing up?
Yeah, he definitely was. And I think the first game that I ever watched as a young boy was that 05 grand final. And ever since, I've always been, you know, in love with Benji. So, yeah, it was pretty cool to play him early on this year. I think I found myself cuddling him rather than tackling him.
He loves a cuddle, Benji.
Jerome, when you first come on the scene over the, you know, your first sort of probably whole season and even last year, you certainly were far more a running player than a passing player, but it looks like your passing game's really developed a lot. Have you done a lot of work on that, mate?
Yeah, Baz has pretty much taken me under his wing this year and, you know, giving me the blueprint, what to work on, what I need to get better at, and that's definitely something I needed to get better at. I've got a lot of strike weapons outside of me, so I need to get them the ball the way they want to get it, so that's been a goal for me this year.
And it's just come through that big kicks might have to have a week off. What would that mean to the group?
Yeah, pretty big loss for us, but you know, we do have guys there, and you know, Kirk Capewater fill in that role, which he has before and done a really good job. But yeah, Kicks has missed a few games this year, and we've done a really good job in replacing him and doing a job for Big Kicks. So hopefully we can do another one in next game.
Em talked about the footwork. What I found very impressive last night and most games this year is your vertical leap at the celebration is very good in terms of getting on top of the pile of players.
Yeah, I play a bit of basketball, so I think it comes from there. And I've got to watch out. I think I'm coming down on my ankles a bit too hard, so the boys are telling me to stop jumping so high.
And what about after every try? There's a different celebration. There's all different sorts of secret handshakes going on. Tell us about that. Do you practice those? Is there are there a few different ones you rotate through?
Yeah, I think everyone's got their own different handshake for each other. So that's pretty cool. We practice that a lot around training and that. So, you know, coronavirus, so we can't do much. So that takes a bit of time up for us boys.
Jerome, it seems like you guys all love your footy. Are you going to sit back over the weekend now that your job's done and watch some of the other games?
Yeah, definitely. You know, finals footy, and it just brings that new intensity, and we'll be watching closely, you know, to see what happens and, you know, what the other team's game plans are to whoever we will play in the next round. But, you know, we'll enjoy this week off, freshen up a bit, and we'll be ready for our next match.
Will you be watching a bit of the Lakers and Miami?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got a bit of a bet there with Saucy. He goes for Miami Heat, so he said he'll buy me a pair of shoes if Lakers win, so we're up a bit now, I think, so I can't wait.
We've talked a lot over this year about how difficult it must be for all of you guys with the whole biosecurity bubble and all those restrictions that have been placed on your lives. We've also talked about the appearance from the outside of how close as a unit you guys are. Has that made it easier to be living in each other's pockets?
Yeah, definitely. We love coming to work every day just to see each other's faces. I think some of us think we're getting sick of each other, but you know, deep down, you know, we love each other's company, and yeah, we're riding a really good wave, and we've got a lot of momentum behind us, so hopefully we can take all of that into our next match.
Tell us a little bit about the pre-season battle you had with Matty Burton. Obviously, two really good 5-8s and going for one spot. Did that push you onto, you know, the form that you're in at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Made me work harder. A lot of extras as well I've put into my game this year. And that's big thanks to Cameron Serrato. We had a pretty tough conversation between us two, and, you know, just asked me whether I'm doing enough to be the best I can be earlier on this year. And I sort of thought to myself, you know, am I doing enough and can I do more to be better? So, you know, I've got to give a lot of thanks to both Berto and Sarah for that.
And there'd be lots of reasons to go all the way, but especially your skipper, James Tarmo, will be leaving the club at the end of the year. No doubt it would be extra special to do it for him. Talk to us about the influence that he's had on you and the young boys as well.
Yeah, big skipper. He's a really good leader for us. You know, he leads by example and he leads with his actions as well. So, you know, he's been there and done that. He's won a premiership and he knows what it takes. So, you know, he can lead us in that sense. But, yeah, he just leads with his actions, his words. And, you know, we're going to miss big Jimmy T. And Nate said, you know, a few rounds ago, probably won't ever play with this group again. So hopefully we can do something special together.
Now, you're a local boy. You must be really enjoying the community side of things and how up and about the whole town would be at the moment. You guys getting out amongst that as much as you can, obviously, with the restrictions?
Sorry, what was that?
You're a local boy, so the local community at the moment getting behind you boys through this finals campaign the whole season, really. Are you amongst that? Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I love, you know, Western Sydney. A lot of us grew up here. Yeah, it sucks that we can't, you know, get out and about and connect more with the fans and the area, but I know they're behind us and they're with us all the way. So as much as we're doing it for each other, we're doing it for the area as well.
Yeah, well, they were certainly lapping it up last night, and imagine we'll continue over the coming weeks. Congratulations on a terrific performance last night and indeed for the entire season. Good luck as the finals campaign continues.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.